On April 24th, Cindy Duran and Jake Ashby are running in a special election to fill the seat vacated by Steve McLaughlin when he was elected county executive. The Assembly District includes most of Rensselaer County, except for some parts of Troy, along with a small part of both Washington and Columbia counties. Last week, Cindy Duran sat down with WOOC correspondent Melissa Bromley.
Cindy, you've been in the county legislature for 5 years, since 2013, and were a public school teacher in Troy for 30 years before that. Can you give our listeners some reasons why you decided to run for state assembly?
Yes, I can do that. I decided to run for the state assembly after it was vacated by Steve McLaughlin because I am tired of politicians who abuse their power. One reason. Second reason, I'd like to see this district turn blue. And I believe it can happen with me as the candidate. I have a background, as you said, in education, over 30 years of teaching in the Troy School District as a business teacher, having touched and changed the lives of many young people and their families. I've been involved in the community for over 30 years, and I care deeply about the residents of Rensselaer County and now Columbia County and Washington County, because the 107th district is made up of three different counties, though Rensselaer has the 77% of the district. So I'm also a county legislator. So I have the skill set and I have the experience from running three times and being involved in the minority. I have drafted legislation. I understand the process, and that process can be transferred to the state level very easily, so I have the experience. I also have a background that many people don't know about. I grew up on a dairy farm in Malone, New York, which is Franklin County's county seat, and I know what it's like to watch someone work really hard and work long hours and care so deeply about the land and the environment, and I can relate to the residents in the rural parts of this district, though I have been living in the city for so many years. So I felt that I was the perfect candidate to take this on and to make a difference. I want to be a strong voice. I want to have strong values, and I want to represent the people in the 107th, all the people, all the hardworking people, after the election.
So if elected, are there particular issues or legislation that you'd like to see come to the table or be passed?
Through the process of developing some kind of platform, as you know, it's a fast and furious race with the date of election, April 24th. Public education is near and dear to my heart, and I feel that, I know that we need to ensure that school districts receive their fair share of state funding, and we need to make sure that those resources are in the classroom where teachers can make the real difference. So public education funding would be one. Healthcare, ensuring that everyone has access to health care, to a doctor when he or she needs one. I would like to see a single payer system. Concerned about ensuring that women have reproductive rights. So health care. I would also talk about the environment. In this district, there's been many issues dealing with clean drinking water. Hoosick Falls has a PFOA issue with their drinking water, and that issue needs to be totally resolved. I was very involved in that while on the legislature, and we want to see the companies responsible for the problem taken care of, the cleanup. I'm all families should not have to worry about clean drinking water in this age. As a mother, as a teacher, I need to stand up for gun safety. And I believe in the New York State Safe Act. And I believe that we need to ban military-style weapons and to develop stricter background checks and to make sure that guns are not put in the wrong hands of individuals who can harm themselves or someone else. I'm happy to see the state budget has encompassed the domestic abuse part into their law. So those are some of the issues. Naturally, I'm always going to be concerned about keeping taxes down, and I have I voted while on the legislature to stay below the 2% tax cap for our budgets. Concerned about economic development. I'm concerned about the opioid and heroin epidemic that has touched so many lives in a sad way in this district and across the country. And also, I've been working on harassment in the workplace. While in the legislature, I have tried to pass resolutions to develop a bipartisan committee to review policies and procedures related to workplace harassment, including sexual harassment, and have not been successful in getting that out of committee to be voted on by the entire legislature. But as of last week, I understand that all county employees will be mandated to receive harassment training. So I see that as a win.
Yeah, the State Assembly passed the budget last week, and harassment policy was a central focus. One of the criticisms was that the legislators, female legislators, weren't invited to have input. Do you have anything to say about that?
Again, that might be one of the reasons why I'm stepping up to run for this seat, because I feel that in many cases, females have not had input in the government process. On the legislature, there are only 3 of us out of 19, and though I try to work with the other side of the aisle and our former county executive, Kathy Jimeno, was easy to work with, I don't always feel that we have representation in government.
Talking about the budget, were there other issues that came up or were part of the budget that you would have felt differently about?
Melissa, to be really honest, I've been so involved with this race, and it was during this budget time that I don't really have a criticism or a comment to make about that right now.
One of the big issues that was dropped from the state budget at the last moment was criminal justice reform, including issues such as bail and pretrial discovery. Are there criminal justice reforms that you would seek to support?
The bail issue is a real concern of mine. I've been involved on the county level with the 287G, and I recently took a tour of the county jail. And that was the first I've been in, and that was very, very informative. And what I've learned with the sheriff taking on the 287G and deputizing or planning to deputize a few of his correctional officers to become agents of the federal government, the immigration and customs enforcers, is that in our county jails, we could have individuals who have been alleged to have committed some minor infraction, but because they couldn't post bail, they're sitting in a county jail. And so with the 287G targeted at undocumented immigrants, I'm very concerned about those individuals who could be picked up on some minor infraction and end up in the jail because they can't post bail. Or they're not going to be allowed to post bail because they're undocumented. So I maybe didn't answer your question, but
Well, that's interesting. I'm wondering what the State Assembly, what powers the State Assembly has to address that kind of issue.
My understanding is the sheriff, and our sheriff is the only sheriff in New York State who has chosen to get involved with doing the work of the federal government on the county level. He has the total power to make that decision because we have had numerous groups from civil rights groups come out and speak to us about these issues and the concern communities have of being torn apart or being targeted unfairly. And, you know, his response is that he has the power to make this decision and he doesn't have to listen to the public outcry to please withdraw the application.
And is there something the State Assembly can do about that?
I don't believe so.
Let's see. Healthcare is the biggest part of the state budget and is major budget items for the county as well through Medicaid. The State Assembly has passed legislation the last 2 years to enact a single-payer universal healthcare system. Do you support single-payer? And what other healthcare reform would you advocate for?
Well, I certainly support single-payer healthcare. And I'm going to be a watchdog for any kind of healthcare related to women's reproductive rights, for example, Planned Parenthood.
Okay. And if folks are interested in learning more about your campaign, mm-hmm. where can they go to find out?
They can go, I have a Facebook and Twitter, Doran, the number 4, Assembly. And my website is being worked on right now, doranforassembly.com. I have a personal Facebook also, but they're welcome to reach out. And I hope to be a full-time assembly member for this district, having just retired from my career in education and having a son who just graduated from college and being in a position to be a true advocate for all of those in the district.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thanks, Cindy.
That was WOOC correspondent Melissa Bromley speaking with Cindy Doran, the Democratic candidate for the 107th District Assembly seat, formerly led by Republican Steve McLaughlin. The special election to fill that seat and others is Tuesday, April 24th.